hello, friends. Welcome to A Cool Day in Tennessee. Today we're going to be talking about choosing five do-everything firearms for homesteading and survival purposes. Stay tuned. Some of you guys probably know, I've been posting on my blog, mdcreekmore.com, and a previous blog before that, about homesteading and prepper topics for the last 12 or 13 years. And during that time, one of the most common questions I've been asked is about choosing the right firearms. And one of the things I've noticed about a lot of preppers, and homesteaders too, is that they tend to focus more on choosing firearms and stocking up on firearms and ammunition than they do on gaining skills and tools and food preps. Without water, without food, and without skills, you're gonna die pretty quickly. The first thing you need to do is get your food, your water, your tools, and your self-sufficiency in order before you worry about a lot of firearms. The first firearm you need to get is a good shotgun. I prefer a 12 gauge pump action like this Remington 870. Some people prefer a Mossberg, especially left-handed people, because of the tang safety that's up here. But some people prefer a 20 gauge shotgun. And 20 gauge is definitely an option, especially if you're a smaller stature or a female and you want less recoil. But a 12 gauge is actually more versatile because of the difference in ammunition choices. With a shotgun, you can defend your homestead. You can take care of any varmints that gets in the chicken coop or gets in the garden. You can hunt. You can use, I keep this one loaded with number six shot. But I keep another shotgun with the shorter barrel loaded it's a 20-inch barrel. It's a Mossberg 590 with a 20-inch barrel. And I keep it loaded with double bolt buckshot. But you could load this with double bolt buckshot just the same for having it inside your home for home defense purposes. You can also get if at all possible, it's a good idea to get a 20-inch slug barrel, a smoothbore slug barrel with rifle sights. That way you can shoot slugs accurately. You can get rifle slugs and this shotgun with the 20-inch slug barrel, smoothbore slug barrel with rifle slugs will be good out to 75 to 100 yards on large game, or even, well, God forbid, if you need to defend your homestead at that distance. But the first gun you should get for a homestead is a good 12 gauge or 20 gauge shotgun, preferably with two barrels. The barrels, to change the barrels on a shotgun, on a pump action shotgun, you just unscrew this here, pull it off, put the other barrel on, and screw it back on. And you're ready to go. Shotgun is the most versatile firearm you can have on the homestead. It's one I highly recommend. Stick with, my personal advice is to stick with the Remington 870 pump action or Mossberg 590 pump action. Or 500, I mean. The next firearm for the homestead after you get yourself a good shotgun should be a good handgun. The downside to a handgun is they're harder to shoot than a shotgun. You'll need practice and you'll need some training, most likely, unless you've had a lot of unless you've had military experience or police experience or grown up around firearms. If you get a handgun, you'll need training. You'll need more training to be able to shoot it accurately because of the short sight radius. And the short sight radius and the fact that there's not a stock for more stability. This is a Glock 19X in 9mm. As far as caliber selection goes, my advice is to stay with the 9mm, 40 caliber, or 45, or a 38. My personal choice is a 9mm because of the availability and price of the ammunition. Like I said, this is a Glock 19X, and I love this handgun. But you're just as well off to get a Glock 19, a Glock 17, Smith & Wesson M&P. I could go on all day naming off handguns. There's so many different choices that you could make, and there's a lot of good choices. Just stay with Glock, Smith & Wesson, Colt, a name brand handgun, and you'll get a good handgun most likely. I've never had a bad Glock or a Colt or Smith & Wesson actually. The good thing about a handgun is that you can have the handgun on you at all times. When you're outside working in the garden, when you're feeding the chickens, when you're working in the shop, and you have a handgun on you just in case something happens. Because anytime that bad things happen, the person that is happening to usually does not expect it to happen. So a lot of times you're unarmed, and I don't see anyone carrying a shotgun around all the time or any or some other long arm when you're trying to work, because it's just impossible to do. You got to have both hands free. Having a handgun allows you to have both hands free. So the second form you should get for survival purposes and homesteading purposes is to get a handgun. It's also good to have beside your bed at night in the case burglar or something comes in, you know. A handgun is versatile. You can carry it concealed if you need to go into town. You can carry it on you when you're working at your homestead. It's a good backup to your long gun in case your long gun fails. It's hard to beat a good handgun for utility purposes. After a good handgun, after you get a shotgun and a good handgun, you need to get a good centerfire rifle, preferably a bolt action. This is a Ruger Model 77 Hawkeye. It has a Nikon Pro Staff scope. I shot a lot of deers with this rifle. And it's a 308. I prefer a 308 over anything else in a bolt action rifle and for hunting purposes. This rifle will allow you to reach out and touch someone. If you need this rifle with this short, this barrel length, I'm accurate out to 500 to 600 yards easy on a large game animal, or God forbid, well, you know. I don't want to say that on YouTube. I get kicked off of YouTube before I get started on this platform. But you know what I'm saying. In case you need to defend your home at a long distance in the event of a raw situation, like counter sniper fire or whatever. If I had my choice, I would rather have this rifle with iron sights also in case the scope failed, but I couldn't find this rifle when I was looking for a rifle with the iron sights. So the best thing to do, if you have a rifle like this without iron sights, is to be sure to put back an extra scope. Because scopes do break. And if your scope breaks, then you have a sightless rifle. And it's not going to be very accurate trying to point at your target. It's very accurate, very powerful. I suggest you get one. Once you get a good 12 or 20 gauge shotgun, a good handgun, and a good bolt action 308 rifle with a good scope, the next thing you should get is a 22 rifle. A 22 rifle will allow you plenty of practice because the ammunition is so cheap. You can carry 500 rounds in a bug out bag with no problem. 22 rifle is good for small game hunting. It's quiet. This is a Ruger 10/22. It also has a Nikon Pro Staff scope. And I've taken probably, that's just an estimate, I'd say 250 to 300 squirrels with this rifle over the years. I remember when I was 12 or 13 years old, I didn't have this rifle, then I actually had a nylon 66, a Remington nylon 66, I should say, for those of you who don't know what a 66 is. Every morning before school, I would get up early before daylight. I'd get my rifle, my Remington nylon 66, I'd head to the woods to squirrel hunt. I love to squirrel hunt. That's all I dreamed about doing, is squirrel hunting. I should have had my mind on schoolwork, but squirrel hunting was calling my name. I stayed in the woods. And when I was at school, I was always daydreaming about getting home so I could go squirrel hunting again. We ate more squirrel meat those few years than probably anybody in the United States has eaten since the 1930s and the Great Depression. But it's a lot of fun. Plus, it gets you a lot of, plus squirrel hunting helps you become a better hunter all around. It will help you with your stalking skills, your hunting skills, your alertness. It helps you learn to move through the woods, and the spot changes in the woods. I actually got to the point where I squirrel hunted so much that if the wind was blowing the right way, I could actually smell the squirrels. I know some of you will, I know some of you probably will not believe that, but it's the truth. I could smell the squirrels and I knew which way to go, which way to move to get to where the squirrels was at. But I digress. After you get a good pump action 12 or 20 gauge shotgun, a good handgun, a good 308 bolt action rifle, a good 22 rifle, then the next farm you should get is a home defensive rifle, like this AR-15. Some folks will prefer the AK-47 type rifles, but personally I prefer the AR-15 because of the availability of ammunition and the accuracy. The typical AR-15 accuracy at if a person can shoot, the typical AR-15 accuracy at 100 yards is 2 to 3 inches for a decent shot. For a person that's a decent shot, I should say. For AK, the typical AK accuracy at the same distance of 100 yards is approximately pie pan size, which that is what it's meant to do. It's meant to hit a person at, say, 100 yards. But I prefer more accuracy because you might want to make a headshot or whatever, you know. And more accuracy, the better, in my opinion. This is a Colt M4 in 5.56. The optic is a hollow sun red dot with flip-up sights. This is a really good rifle. It's a really good home defense weapon. Don't forget spare magazines and plenty of ammunition and some spare parts. The main purpose of this rifle is in a rally event, when I see home invasions happening regularly. And a home invasion, people that are intent on home invasion, usually do not come alone. Usually they'll have a group and they'll be well armed. And I see home invasions being one of the main threats in a rally event or after a rally event. A lot of people worry a lot about the Golden Horde coming from the cities into the country and stripping the country. To be honest, your main threats are going to come from your neighbors, your unprepared neighbors. If they know what you have, they'll gather up other neighbors. In the middle of the night at 3 o'clock in the morning, they'll try to sneak into your house, they'll try to kick your door in and take you by surprise. That's where this comes in handy. That's the whole purpose of this right here. Is when they come in, you can actually defend yourself, especially if you have a small group or a decent sized family of 4 or 5 people and they're all armed with AR-15s and you know how to use them. Well, that's it, folks. That's my recommendation of 5, do everything firearms. Those firearms will allow you to defend yourself, forage, long range, short range, concealed carry, pretty much whatever you need, those 5 firearms will cover. Thanks for watching.